Little Susie won't listen to me. You can't do it for them. And the harder you push them, the more you push them away. And the moment that someone says, oh, that is a satanic group, Susie will listen. Don't push them. Don't force anybody. Force is not of God. You cannot force anyone. It is like that horse. You can force the water down him and he'll gag. And he'll vomit it up on you.
I hear you, Natan.
Okay. Because it's important to me. You carry a bunch of burden around. And Precious, you've got to let it go.
Can I raise a question along that line?
Please.
If you have a beloved, if you love somebody, say
thank you.
Just a minute. We have a question from here. Okay. And I'll repeat it.
Okay. If, for example, you have a sister who has been sort of possessed by Satan or a satanic husband, can I, from here in California, send some light onto her and wrap around her in that white light for her to be aware and wake up from a possession?
Absolutely.
Would it work?
I can't answer that.
It'll work.
I don't know, but it should be able to work.
It'll work. Thanks,
guys. Yes. And maybe, Susie, did you hear that?
No. Please repeat that.
If there is someone captured in a trap, let us say, can you from a distance send light and energy and love and wrap them and protect them in that manner? And yes, you most certainly can.
Well, I think that's probably more succinctly and more clearly asking what I was asking. Can we pray?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's comforting. Thank you. I can continue with that then, right?
Yes. And this is why in some religions you pray for the souls of ones. You see, if you have a situation wherein you have, oh, let us say, a tribe of Indians, and they would hold services or something for the souls of the departed. When you have these souls, very frequently they become what we will call earthbound. They will not understand direction. This is the beauty, the wonder of a physical consciousness. You can experience, you can reason. This was the gift of God, reason. Thought processes that allow reasoning instead of just response. When you become in the spiritual form, just floating in an astral plane, you are unable to reason. And yes, some of these become entrapped in that astral plane, in that earthbound energy field. So what you are asking for is a release of those ones, calling in the higher teachers and guides to bring those ones into their protection and lead them on. Now that's an English earth language version of something, and I've made it very simplistic. Actually, all of creation is so simple that I complicate it in actuality.
Okay, so we can do that for souls who are entrapped or earthbound, but we can't do it for people in physical form who have their own contracts to work out?
You can offer your energy, yes, but you cannot do it for them, no.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, thank you, Hatan. Somebody else, Grace, would like to ask something.
Very good. Now, let me pause just a minute. I have some very restless ones in this room, and I might say that any of you who would wish to go, I'm going to stay with this group if it takes all night, if that's what they wish. This is their program. I would say that anyone in this room that needs to go, feel free to do so. We're not binding you or anything. Now, yes, I would entertain a question.
Thank you. I was wondering if you were familiar with Mary Summering.
Not without going and looking somewhere.
I've written many books. One is called Phoenix Rising.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm very familiar with Phoenix Rising.
And Phantoms Afoot, which actually has to do with what you were just talking about, where her and her husband would go out and help wayward souls, they call them.
Yes.
No?
Yes. I believe that we're talking about the same one in Phoenix Rising. I believe there is quite a bit in there. For instance, one in your group asking about Kali Yuga. I believe there's quite a bit in that particular book on that subject. Now, sometimes our book labels get overlain, so I'm not sure that we have the same volume, but...
Well, I'm not familiar with Kali Yuga.
Well, it's the time of chaos.
Yeah, the woman No Eye was like a guy for Mary Summer Rain.
I'm sorry, Mary Summer Rain.
Yes.
Three words. Yes, I know this energy. I'm sorry, I thought I was going with S-U-M-M-E-R-I-N-G, Summering.
Oh, no, Mary...
No, you are talking about native... Well, you're talking about summer as in a season of rain.
Right. Mary Summer Rain,
yes.
Is her Indian name.
Yes.
Yes. So you are familiar with her?
Yes.
You endorse her work?
And I can't say that I endorse it. I'm not that familiar with it. Most of the ones who really come from the native culture are pretty much right on. There have been many ones moving into the New Age group that have pulled away basically from their own native teachings. So just be cautious, read it, and enjoy it, because the native aspect will write such beautiful, beautiful natural things. They are in such respect of nature.
I was just curious if you were familiar with it. Thank you.
Actually, I have an adjunct question to that. Someone had asked a question earlier about pillows, and a woman has recently come here in the last week or two. Her name is Sharula. She channels a Dhamma, who supposedly is the high priest of pillows. And I'm just curious what you have to say about... the authenticity of her work.
I have no comment about it. I make an effort never to comment. I would suggest that if you are pulled to go and hear, and in hearing and in studying, you will come into discernment.
Well, here's the real question is, how do you know a teacher of truth?
Well, you read everything that they give to you.
And then you listen in that inner atonement. Does it ring as one?
I can't, you see, one's asked me questions, and I can say, have you read all 51 of the journals? That has to be my question back to you, because I've answered all of these questions, and I won't go to the extent of sorting out any channels, any speakers, any authors. I want you to experience it all. But if you go and experience them, I can only ask that you experience all of what I give. Don't read one liberator and then assume you know all about Hatton, because you would be incorrect. You're going to have to study. This is a big universe. 8 volumes have been given by Germain on the actual, absolute, physical aspect of manifestation. And I can't offer no more. I can't do it in one afternoon, and neither can anybody else.
Somewhere, is there a list of things that are good to read?
Well, yes, I have 51 journals. I'm making light of it.
All right.
After you study those all,
okay,
then I'll give you another list. And all the way through every journal, I give you a lot of lists of books to read in addition to that. I try in the earthly manner to give you things that can be confirmed in anything that is in the political aspect of your life or crime or anything that I give you that is happening. This is as much for the protection of my people who write it down. I'm not in the fortune-telling business. I'm in the truth-bringing business. And most people don't like the truth, so they go to the fortune-teller so that it can be told differently. And you can hear that Hatun is just doom and gloom. Well, and Hatun, you know, is usually what I'm called. But I must tell you something. I'll give you a shortcut. And this really, usually, if you are not exposed to Hatun, is not going to mean anything to you. And yet it should mean everything to you. Because, you see, about the cosmos, and when ones tell you they have not heard of Hatun, you better question them again very carefully, because about the universe, I am referred to as A-T-O-N, Aton, with basically a silent H and a silent N. There's a good reason for that, because I am Aton, and I think I'll leave it to you to go look it up. And if ones do not know who I am, you better be very, very cautious. I'm here for any more questions.
Yes, lately I've been getting up in the morning. The first thing of my mind is to spread this word out. I get frustrated when I reach people, bump heads with them, and I try to almost force the stuff out of them. And am I taking the wrong approach? Is it something where if they're ready, they're going to be there, and the stuff will flow more easily than it has been in the past for me?
Yes, I can give you a little bit of help. Don't thrust it on them as coming from some nebulous space command. Don't start that way. If they ask later, well, who is the author? Just say, it doesn't matter who the author is. I don't know who the author is. Look at this material. Because you see, ones already have their spiritual ideas. And it seems strange and weird and far out. Let them become accustomed to the information first. Let them see the truth in it on a very earthly level, and the rest will take care of itself.
The Hatun, it says he does know who the author is, and they ask out point blank who the author is. He couldn't lie and say he doesn't know.
No, well, don't. Of course not. But you don't bring all the odds against you.
No.
You don't draw a target in your midsection right over your heart or between your eyes.
No, I agree with that. But I thought maybe I didn't hear you right. I thought you said, tell him you don't know who the author is. That would be a blatant lie.
Well, I accept that, yes.
I get the point. Thank you.
I'll bring you back to something a lot easier than handling that one. You mentioned quite some time ago, at the very beginning of the coup in the Soviet Union, you all know what happened to Yeltsin. And none of us has found a later reference indicating absolutely what did happen to Yeltsin. Please clarify.
Well, yes, Yeltsin was a set up political entity. At the time of the early onset of the Russian dispersion, Yeltsin was the only one of the leadership who was not yet a double or a robotoid. At the time that he was then put up to head this new and ridiculous farce, the one that you see Yeltsin running about now is just a member of the elite.
Oh, so he is still in the original form?
No, he is not.
What?
No, he is not.
Uh-huh, he just joined the elite.
No, he was replaced and is utilized by the elite. He already was headed in that direction. The one that you encountered first was exactly what he appeared to be, an alcoholic, incapable really of being more than a puppet. This one is a very shrewd man, but he doesn't mean anything. It's just part of the machinery in motion.
Is he a product now of the mind control programming?
Oh, he always was.
Pardon me?
He always was.
Oh, he always was?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not a replica. He's just...
No, he is a replica. He's both. You don't understand replication. You have a downloading of the mind into a replica.
Uh-huh.
Bush will bear all of the memories that was in the original Bush mind. Now, when ones will ask, why doesn't a godly man come under that same type of, you know, why don't we just bump off somebody and we'll just make him a robotoid? In some instances, that's what happens. But if you have a godly man, it will not download properly. It will also download all of that teaching and godliness that's in the mind. You see, it's all downloaded and reprogrammed. And if it already is programmed in a godly manner or a goodly manner, you're not going to get good results. If the person's focus is already on ego and greed, for instance, you don't have to contend with God in goodness. And so you've got a direct line. It is not easy, and it is impossible to take a godly, literally godly person and turn him into evil. They'll have to just take that one out completely, and that will be the end of that one.
Okay, are you hearing the O's and A's here as we're beginning to perceive better?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
More than that, I receive. I hear. I feel what you're saying. It takes, and you can't come into one afternoon like this and expect to go away thinking Hatton is it. Because I do have a tendency to tell it exactly like it is. And that's because my mission at this time is different, and I cannot spoon-feed each person that comes along. And therefore, you have to go and experience, and you will have to find those teachers that can fill in for you up to this point. This is the qualification that I always make on any time that we share. I can't go back and repeat everything in those journals. That's why I wrote them, so we could get on with our work. There will be others to pick up in the teaching, and maybe some of you are those ones. And I hear you, yes, but I go out and try to teach, and they want to shoot me. Precious ones, don't push the river. There always have to be the first ones. And if you're too pioneering in that you push too hard, they will put you away. You make them unhappy. You make them uncomfortable. It's easier to go believe in some magic. You must hear and you must receive and you must discern. And I can't have a nice Rantha meeting. I can't have a... I have to speak to you at the level where we are, because there's so much to be done. And my group here is so busy. And it is delightful to be able to share. But this is why we don't have seminars. I can't be your spiritual teacher on a personal one-to-one level unless we do it this way. And that makes me seem harsh and like there's no hope. And ones will look at the journals and say there's no hope. Then that is only your perception. Go read it again. It is the hope of the universe. It is the hope of your world. By coming into truth and knowing what it is, you can do something about it. If you do not know what is causing your disease, you cannot heal it. And just disclosed, you will find, when Mr. Bush gets completely disclosed, you will find that he has been in charge of drug running. He was involved to his eyes and over in the killing of John Kennedy. I wrote about it this day. Don't quit reading the journals. We need to support ones like Oliver Stone, who puts their neck in the guillotine and gets it chopped off, literally. You've got to have truth. And when you have truth, the vipers come out of their pits. They're disclosed. They're exposed. And humanity is basically good. That means basically godly. And you'll put a stop to it. And you'll do it the right way. You'll do it by ballot and not bullet. You'll only start a war with bullets and you will lose. They are dying, literally, with excitement to get you to do something so they can just shoot you. Don't give them the opportunity. If you have a demonstration or you join a demonstration, you do it quietly. You do it possibly by presence, and you do it by truth. You don't do it by yelling or insulting. You take fact and truth, and it will be your shield and your buckler. War is not of God. Defense is. Don't be silly. Don't start a war. And the way to defend yourself is always to act within the laws. Always within the laws of God. And to the greatest extent that you can within the laws of man. And you can much, much more so if you know what both sets of laws are. The one with a gun makes the rules. But he also makes rules for himself. So there are loopholes. God does expect you to use those loopholes. They are legal. But remember, anything the federal government does, any law made, any local law is legal. It may not be lawful, but because they make it and they have the gun, it becomes legal. And we are supporting, and if you need to go to battle over constitutional issues when your rights have been destroyed, there is now a constitutional law center in action. This particular center is not interested in guilt or innocence, but whether or not the Constitution has been followed. Guilt or innocence should be left to a rightful judicial system serving the Constitution. You've a long way to go. A long way to go. But it's in service now. And they are so busy that they are swamped. And some of the cases are really interesting. Would we have more questions? You're not going to be able to pay the phone bill.
Well, we just consider this a donation to God's service. You have mentioned that you have the seven Challenger astronauts aboard.
Yes.
Is that correct? Have I understood that correctly, what I've read?
That's exactly right.
Okay. The government has said that the remains were turned over to the families.
Your government has told you a lot of things.
Right. But I definitely question that. But the question to you is, when you start making a very dramatic presence known here, is one of your plans to produce these astronauts?
That will be strictly up to them. That will be their choice. We would not make that kind of a decision. We have them in security. We took them out before. You see, you don't have really very many shuttles that ever went into space.
Yes,
maybe into low orbit or something, but they when you see them coming in, the best you can do is hope they came from Australia.
Yes.
The Russians were in the vicinity. It was going to be brought down by a beam, a pulse beam. You will note that the Russian ships got out of the area. They always observe shuttle launches. So I'm not really going to go into that, but we removed those astronauts as they went aboard that craft.
Now, was that explosion caused by a particle beam weapon?
I'm not going to go into exactly what caused that. But yes, I mean, essentially it was a particle beam.
That's just a yes or no answer, right?
But it's a yes or no answer because you're trying to find out who did it. And I want to tell you right now that I'm not going to tell you who did it. It was not Space Command.
No.
But it was not the enemy that you think did it either. You will find, just as you will find in Israel, that these new Russian immigrants that were killed were slain by Israelis to set up this war that is now going on, to take out the leaders of the Hezbollah. You have sunk your own ships to bring about a political situation where you can go to war. You had Pearl Harbor bombed deliberately without warning to accomplish political ends. Believe me, a few astronauts are nothing. And you have forfeited shuttle after shuttle after shuttle, never intending to bring them back at massive cost to your citizenry. So don't be shocked when you hear things like this.
No, I'm not shocked because I've been reading all the Liberators and the Expresses.
Then you ought to be really shocked.
No,
I hear you.
I'm shocked by what you're saying now is what I meant. I have a question about Robotoids. How far into the circle of family, friends, professional colleagues, associates, and so forth does a replicating process have to go so that there won't be myriad questions and even exposures?
It depends. For instance, very frequently, as in the case of Carter, it had to be the entire family.
And Amy.
And Amy. in the case of Bush, the sons are already bad enough that they have not had to be replaced, but Barbara, of course.
But are the sons aware of the robotoid nature of the father?
I'd have to go and check into that. I doubt it. You see, a little trip to Camp David and Dad comes out like a new man, or he is really off it today.
Uh-huh. Well, just the same as television viewers. He really looks tired, or he looks good.
That's right. Little Susie won't listen to me. You can't do it for them. And the harder you push them, the more you push them away. And the moment that someone says, oh, that is a satanic group, Susie will listen. Don't push them. Don't force anybody. Force is not of God. You cannot force anyone. It is like that horse. You can force the water down him and he'll gag. And he'll vomit it up on you.
I hear you, Natan.
Okay. Because it's important to me. You carry a bunch of burden around me. And Precious, you've got to let it go.
Can I raise a question along that line?
Please.
If you have a beloved, if you love somebody, say
thank you.
Just a minute. We have a question from here. Okay. And I'll repeat it.
Okay. If, for example, you have a sister who has been sort of possessed by Satan or a satanic husband, can I from here in California send some light onto her and wrap around her in that white light for her to be aware and wake up from a possession?
Would absolutely.
Would it work?
I can't answer that.
It'll work.
But I don't know, but it should be able to work.
It'll work.
Thanks, yes. You and maybe Susie, did you hear that?
No. Please repeat that.
If there is someone captured in a trap, let us say, can you from a distance send light and energy and love and wrap them and protect them in that manner? And yes, you most certainly can.
Well, I think that's probably more succinctly and more clearly asking what I was asking. Can we pray?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, that's comforting. Thank you. With that, then, right?
Yes, and this is why in some religions you pray for the souls of ones. You see, if you have a situation wherein you have, oh, let us say, a tribe of Indians, and they would hold services or something for the souls of the departed. When you have these souls, very frequently they become what we will call earthbound. They will not understand direction. This is the beauty, the wonder of a physical consciousness. You can experience. You can reason. This was the gift of God, reason. Thought processes that allow reasoning instead of just response. When you become in the spiritual form, just floating in an astral plane, you are unable to reason. And yes, some of these become entrapped in that astral plane, in that earthbound energy field. So what you are asking for is a release of those ones, calling in the higher teachers and guides to bring those ones into their protection and lead them on. Now, that's an English earth language version of something, and I've made it very simplistic. Actually, all of creation is so simple that I complicate it in actuality.
Okay, so we can do that for souls who are entrapped or earthbound, but we can't do it for people in physical form who have their own contracts to work out?
You can offer your energy, yes, but you cannot do it for them, no.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, thank you, Hatan. Somebody else, Grace would like to ask something.
Very good. Now, let me pause just a minute. I have some very restless ones in this room, and I might say that any of you who would wish to go, I'm going to stay with this group if it takes all night, if that's what they wish. This is their program. I would say that anyone in this room that needs to go, feel free to do so. We're not binding you or anything. Now, yes, I would entertain a question.
Thank you. I was wondering if you were familiar with Mary Summering.
Not without going and looking somewhere.
I've written many books. One is called Phoenix Rising.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm very familiar with Phoenix Rising.
And Phantoms Afoot, which actually has to do with what you were just talking about, where her and her husband would go out and help wayward souls, they call them.
Yes.
No?
Yes. I believe that we're talking about the same one in Phoenix Rising. I believe there is quite a bit in there, for instance, one in your group asking about Kali Yuga. I believe there's quite a bit in that particular book on that subject. Now, sometimes our book labels get overlain, so I'm not sure that we have the same volume, but...
I'm not familiar with Kali Yuga.
Well, it's the time of chaos.
Yeah, the woman No-Eye was like a guide for Mary Summer Rain.
I'm sorry, Mary Summer Rain.
Yes.
Three words. Yes, I know this energy. I'm sorry, I thought I was going with S-U-M-M-E-R-I-N-G, Summering.
Oh, no, Mary...
No, you are talking about native...
Yes.
Well, you're talking about summer as in a season of rain.
Right. Mary Summer Rain,
yes,
is her Indian name.
Yes.
Yes. So you are familiar with her?
Yes.
You endorse her work?
And I can't say that I endorse it. I'm not that familiar with it. Most of the ones who really come from the native culture are pretty much right on. There have been many ones moving into the New Age group that have pulled away basically from their own native teachings. So just be cautious, read it, and enjoy it, because the native aspect will write such beautiful, beautiful natural things. They are in such respect of nature.
I was just curious if you were familiar with it. Thank you.
Actually, I have an adjunct question to that. Someone had asked a question earlier about pillows, and a woman has recently come here in the last week or two. Her name's Sharula. She channels a Dhamma, who supposedly is the high priest of pillows. And I'm just curious what you have to say about the authenticity of her work.
I have no comment about it. I make an effort never to comment. I would suggest that if you are pulled to go and hear, and in hearing and in studying, you will come into discernment.
Well, here's the real question is, how do you know a teacher of truth?
Well, you read everything that they give to you.
And then you listen in that inner atonement. Does it ring as one?
I can't, you see, one's asked me questions, and I can say, have you read all 51 of the journals? That has to be my question back to you, because I've answered all of these questions, and I won't go to the extent of sorting out any channels, any speakers, any authors. I want you to experience it all. But if you go and experience them, I can only ask that you experience all of what I give. Don't read one liberator and then assume you know all about Hatton, because you would be incorrect. You're going to have to study. This is a big universe. 8 volumes have been given by Germain on the actual, absolute, physical aspect of manifestation. And I can't offer no more. I can't do it in one afternoon, and neither can anybody else.
Somewhere, is there a list of things that are good to read?
Well, yes, I have 51 journals. I'm making light of it. After you study those all,
Okay. Then
I'll give you another list. And all the way through every journal, I give you a lot of lists of books to read in addition to that. I try in the earthly manner to give you things that can be confirmed in anything that is in the political aspect of your life, or crime, or anything that I give you that is happening. This is as much for the protection of my people who write it down. I'm not in the fortune-telling business. I'm in the truth-bringing business. And most people don't like the truth, so they go to the fortune-teller so that it can be told differently. And you can hear that Hatton is just doom and gloom. Well, and Hatton, you know, is usually what I'm called. But I must tell you something. I'll give you a shortcut. And this really, usually, if you are not exposed to Hatton, is not going to mean anything to you. And yet it should mean everything to you. Because, you see, about the cosmos, and when ones tell you they have not heard of Hatton, you better question them again very carefully, because about the universe, I am referred to as A-T-O-N, Aton, with basically a silent H and a silent N. There's a good reason for that, because I am Aton, and I think I'll leave it to you to go look it up. And if ones do not know who I am, you better be very, very cautious. I'm here for any more questions.
Yes, lately I've been getting up in the morning. The first thing of my mind is to spread this word out. I get frustrated when I reach people, bump heads with them, and I try to almost force the stuff out of them. And am I taking the wrong approach? Is this something where they're ready? They're going to be there, and this stuff will flow more easily than it has been in the past for me.
Yes, I can give you a little bit of help. Don't thrust it on them as coming from some nebulous space command. Don't start that way. If they ask later, well, who is the author? Just say, it doesn't matter who the author is. I don't know who the author is. Look at this material. Because you see, ones already have their spiritual ideas. And it seems strange and weird and far out. Let them become accustomed to the information first. Let them see the truth in it on a very earthly level, and the rest will take care of itself.
But Hatton, it says he does know who the author is, and they ask out point blank who the author is. He couldn't lie and say he doesn't know.
No, well, don't. Of course not. But you don't bring all the odds against you.
No.
You don't draw a target in your midsection, right over your heart, or between your eyes.
No, I agree with that. But I thought maybe I didn't hear you right. I thought you said, tell him you don't know who the author is. That would be a blatant lie.
Well,
I accept that, yes.
I get the point. Thank you.
I'll bring you back to something a lot easier than handling that one. You mentioned quite some time ago, at the very beginning of the coup in the Soviet Union, you all know what happened to Yeltsin. None of us has found a later reference indicating absolutely what did happen to Yeltsin. Please clarify.
Well, yes, Yeltsin was a set-up political entity. At the time of the early onset of the Russian dispersion, Yeltsin was the only one of the leadership who was not yet a double or a robotoid. At the time that he was then put up to head this new and ridiculous farce, the one that you see Yeltsin running about now is just a member of the elite.
Oh, so he is still in the original form?
No, he is not.
What?
No, he is not.
Uh-huh, he just joined the elite.
No, he was replaced and is utilized by the elite. He already was headed in that direction. The one that you encountered first was exactly what he appeared to be, an alcoholic, incapable really of being more than a puppet. This one is a very shrewd man, but he doesn't mean anything.
Well,
it's just part of the machinery in motion.
Is he a product now of the mind control programming?
Oh, he always was.
Pardon me?
He always was.
Oh, he always was?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not a replica. He's just...
No, he is a replica. He's both. You don't understand replication. You have a downloading of the mind into a replica.
Uh-huh.
Bush will bear all of the memories that was in the original Bush mind. Now, when ones will ask, why doesn't a godly man come under that same type of, you know, why don't we just bump off somebody and we'll just make him a robotoid? In some instances, that's what happens. But if you have a godly man, it will not download properly. It will also download all of that teaching and godliness that's in the mind. You see, it's all downloaded and reprogrammed. And if it already is programmed in a godly manner or a goodly manner, you're not going to get good results. If the person's focus is already on ego and greed, for instance, you don't have to contend with God and goodness. And so you've got a direct line. It is not easy, and it is impossible to take a godly, literally godly person and turn him into evil. They'll have to just take that one out completely, and that will be the end of that one.
Are you hearing the O's and O's here as we're beginning to perceive better?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
More than that, I receive. I hear. I feel what you're saying. It takes, and you can't come into one afternoon like this and expect to go away thinking Hatton is it. Because I do have a tendency to tell it exactly like it is. And that's because my mission at this time is different, and I cannot spoon feed each person that comes along. And therefore, you have to go and experience, and you will have to find those teachers that can fill in for you up to this point. This is the qualification that I always make on any time that we share. I can't go back and repeat everything in those journals. That's why I wrote them, so we could get on with our work. There will be others to pick up in the teaching, and maybe some of you are those ones. And I hear you, yes, but I go out and try to teach and they want to shoot me. Precious ones, don't push the river. There always have to be the first ones. And if you're too pioneering in that you push too hard, they will put you away. You make them unhappy. You make them uncomfortable. It's easier to go believe in some magic. You must hear and you must receive and you must discern. And I can't have a nice Rompha meeting. I have to speak to you at the level where we are, because there's so much to be done. And my group here is so busy. And it is delightful to be able to share. But this is why we don't have seminars. I can't be your spiritual teacher on a personal one-to-one level unless we do it this way. And that makes me seem harsh and like there's no hope. And ones will look at the journals and say there's no hope. Then that is only your perception. Go read it again. It is the hope of the universe. It is the hope of your world. By coming into truth and knowing what it is, you can do something about it. If you do not know what is causing your disease, you cannot heal it. And just disclosed, you will find, when Mr. Bush gets completely disclosed, you will find that he has been in charge of drug running. He was involved to his eyes and over in the killing of John Kennedy. I wrote about it this day. Don't quit reading the journals. We need to support ones like Oliver Stone, who puts their neck in the guillotine and gets it chopped off, literally. You've got to have truth. And when you have truth, the vipers come out of their pits. They're disclosed. They're exposed. And humanity is basically good. That means basically godly. And you'll put a stop to it. And you'll do it the right way. You'll do it by ballot and not bullet. You'll only start a war with bullets and you will lose. They are dying, literally, with excitement to get you to do something so they can just shoot you. Don't give them the opportunity. If you have a demonstration or you join a demonstration, you do it quietly. You do it possibly by presence, and you do it by truth. You don't do it by yelling or insulting. You take fact and truth, and it will be your shield and your buckler. War is not of God. Defense is. Don't be silly. Don't start a war. And the way to defend yourself is always to act within the laws. Always within the laws of God. And to the greatest extent that you can within the laws of man. And you can much, much more so if you know what both sets of laws are. The one with a gun makes the rules. But he also makes rules for himself So there are loopholes. God does expect you to use those loopholes. They are legal. But remember, anything the federal government does, any law made, any local law, is legal. It may not be lawful, but because they make it and they have the gun, it becomes legal. And we are supporting, and if you need to go to battle over constitutional issues when your rights have been destroyed, there is now a constitutional law center in action. This particular center is not interested in guilt or innocence, but whether or not the Constitution has been followed. Guilt or innocence should be left to a rightful judicial system serving the Constitution. You've a long way to go. A long way to go. But it's in service now. And they are so busy that they are swamped. And some of the cases are really interesting. Would we have more questions? You're not going to be able to pay the phone bill.
Well, we just consider this a donation to God's service. You have mentioned that you have the 7 Challenger astronauts aboard.
Yes.
Is that correct? Have I understood that correctly, what I've read?
That's exactly right.
Okay. The government has said that the remains were turned over to the families.
Your government has told you a lot of things.
Right. But I definitely question that. But the question to you is, when you start making a very dramatic presence known here, is one of your plans to produce these astronauts?
That will be strictly up to them. That will be their choice. We would not make that kind of a decision. We have them in security. We took them out before. You see, you don't have really very many shuttles that ever went into space. Maybe into low orbit or something, but they, when you see them coming in, the best you can do is hope they came from Australia. The Russians were in the vicinity. It was going to be brought down by a beam, a pulse beam. You will note that the Russian ships got out of the area. They always observe shuttle launches. So I'm not really going to go into that, but we removed those astronauts as they went aboard that craft.
Now, was that explosion caused by a particle beam weapon?
I'm not going to go into exactly what caused that. But yes, I mean, essentially it was a particle beam.
That's just a yes or no answer, right?
But it's a yes or no answer because you're trying to find out who did it. And I want to tell you right now that I'm not going to tell you who did it. It was not Space Command.
No.
But it was not the enemy that you think did it either. You will find, just as you will find in Israel, that these new Russian immigrants that were killed were slain by Israelis to set up this war that is now going on, to take out the leaders of the Hezbollah. You have sunk your own ships to bring about a political situation where you can go to war. You had Pearl Harbor bombed deliberately, without warning, to accomplish political ends. Believe me, a few astronauts are nothing. And you have forfeited shuttle after shuttle after shuttle, never intending to bring them back, at massive cost to your citizenry. So don't be shocked when you hear things like this.
No, I'm not shocked because I've been reading all the Liberators and the Expresses.
Then you ought to be really shocked. No, I hear you.
I'm shocked by what you're saying now is what I meant. I have a question about Robitoids. How far into the circle of family, friends, professional colleagues, associates, and so forth does a replicating process have to go so that there won't be myriad questions and even exposures?
It depends. For instance, very frequently, as in the case of Carter, it had to be the entire family.
And Amy.
And Amy. In the case of Bush, the sons are already bad enough that they have not had to be replaced, but Barbara, of course.
But are the sons aware of the Robitoid nature of the father?
I'd have to go and check into that. I doubt it. You see, a little trip to Camp David and Dad comes out like a new man. Or he is really off it today.
Uh-huh. Well, just the same as television viewers. He really looks tired or he looks good.
That's right. That's